Friends, the 21st chapter of the first book of the New Testament, Matthew's Gospel, records a very crucial confrontation between Jesus and the contemporary Jewish leadership. They had repeatedly challenged him and resisted accepting him as the promised divine Messiah. They heard his parable about the unfaithful and murderous tenants entrusted with the care of an important vineyard. Those tenants not only deprived the owner of his right to the fruit of the vineyard, but also abused and killed his messengers, and even his own son. Those Jewish leaders themselves condemned the tenants of the parable to death. They said that the owner of the vineyard will put those wretches to a miserable death and let out the vineyard to other tenants who will give him the fruits in their seasons. Friends, they said this not realizing that the parable actually indicted them as the unfaithful stewards entrusted with the holy divine kingdom on earth. Jesus reminded them of what their own scriptures said about him. Their rejection of him was symbolized by his parable of the unfaithful tenants, whose conduct they themselves had condemned even to death. Jesus said to them, "Have you never read in the scriptures, the stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone? This was the Lord's doing, and it was marvelous in our eyes." Friends, Jesus was clearly applying the scriptures to himself. He is the foundation of the whole structure upon which the Hebrew nation and King David's kingdom was established. King David was promised a future abiding kingdom. It was to be much broader and headed by a promised special person coming through King David's physical line. Rejection of the Messiah represented rejection of the whole structure built on the divine promise made to King David. The parable points out that the unfaithful tenants were removed from the vineyard and other tenants replaced them, building on their own condemnation of the unfaithful tenants. Jesus added, "Therefore I tell you, the kingdom of God will be taken away from you and given to a people producing its fruits. And the one who falls on this stone will be broken to pieces, and when it falls on anyone, it will crush him." Friends, the vineyard in Jesus' parable represented the kingdom of God on earth. It was entrusted to the Hebrew people of the Old Testament. They were provided with all that was needed to be faithful stewards of the promises in scriptures, which pointed them to wait for the Son of David. They even recognized him as the promised Son of David. Still, the gospel tells us, when the chief priests and the Pharisees heard his parables, they perceived that he was speaking about them. And although they were seeking to arrest him, they feared the crowds because they held him to be a prophet. Sadly, instead of recognizing the wrong of stubbornly rejecting him as the promised divine Messiah King, they continued to oppose him and plotted to murder him. They did not realize, however, that in fact his death would accomplish the divine planned redemption. He is the Lamb of God, Savior of the world. His death provided atonement for all sinful people who trust him and cling to him. His perfect holiness enabled him to defeat death itself, which secures eternal life for all who trust in him. Friends, as a divine Messiah, Prince of Peace, Jesus established the promised abiding universal kingdom of truth, justice, righteousness, and peace. Its citizenship is granted by his saving, self-giving grace to all believers. They are the spiritual offspring of believing Abraham, who was promised to bring this blessing to all families of the earth. Hallelujah.